No Reason Why by Victoria Cooper.
I was only 17 years old when I first got married, and Donald was a mean 25. I watched him leap out of a pickup truck and was beguiled by his jeans and tattoos. Looking back, that leap was not one of faith or adventure. It was just a man jumping out of something he wanted to leave. I breathed into that marriage deeply, inhaling all the strength I could muster and exhaling all the hate and tender moments we never shared. I cooked meals that lay uneaten, the forks and knives bearing witness only to the smashed glasses and angry silence. My grandmother got sick and we moved into a house by the sea. I thought the ocean would keep our marriage afloat, but I watched it get washed up on the beach with the mussel shells and cuttlefish. We drove to the Tyrolean Alps in a beat-up Land Rover in an attempt to save our marriage and protect the children. The going was a tough climb without snow chains, and the descent was dangerous and fast. I can't explain why I did these things. Afterwards, when I was done with all that soul-searching, I discovered I had one that I never knew was there. I became brave and frightening and made the children put away their toys. I protected the green shoots that grew around me and pruned out the dead wood that had grown over the window panes. The house was clean and ordered, but the lawn still lay full of willow herb and dandelion clocks. It was when it got to 6 o'clock that I looked up into the hazel eyes of Callum, and I was pregnant by Michaelmas with twins. They took up space deep within me and later fought over my body like vultures on a corpse. We moved to a farm in the Lake District to let our children and ideas run free. We were happy with the sheep, the mud, and the cold penetrating rain. We had space, and sometimes we had time. It did not feel ironic when Callum died. It did not feel embittering or unfair that our dog sighed heavily while waiting by the back door in the morning rain. But the fells began to fall in on me, and the space between them shifted slowly towards our lonely farmhouse. I had to get away from the greenness. I had to find a way to touch the walls with my fingertips and know there were edges I could reach out to. We settled in the chalklands of the South Downs, somewhere with a castle and water running through it. Now the sound of skylarks skimming the white path ahead reminds me of the constant hum and movement of nature. My children watch me now. They are searching for obvious exit signs or the twitch of my coat. I can't explain why my limbs are always ready to move. I can't explain their restless ache for a journey. I just know that they do.